I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. The deadliest avalanche in U.S. history occurred near Stevens Pass on March 1, 1910. In the final days of February that year, a lot of snow fell in the region. On one day alone, 11 feet of snow fell. Then the weather turned warmer with rain, adding more weight to all that fresh snow on the slopes. Along the Great Northern Rail Line, snowplows could not keep up with all that heavy snowfall. Two trains, both bound to Seattle from Spokane, were trapped just beyond the west portal of Stevens Pass Rail Tunnel at the depot town of Wellington. Early in the morning of March 1st, a thunderstorm unleashed a massive avalanche from the side of Windy Mountain, sending a wall of snow a half mile long and a quarter mile wide down the slopes. The avalanche plowed through the depot and swept the two trains 150 feet down the hill into the Tie River Valley. 96 people were killed, 23 survived. Avalanches carry tremendous power. If planning to venture into the mountains for fun in the snow, be fully aware of avalanche conditions before you go. Visit the Northwest Avalanche Center's website at nwac.us for all the latest mountain and avalanche forecast conditions and heed any avalanche warning information. In addition, be sure to use the Buddy system and have all the appropriate avalanche gear when heading out into the backcountry. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.